And sisters,
新年快乐
！Happy New Year！
很高兴有周周给我翻译。
I'm happy to be able to translate today.
因为每次周周翻译，好像比我讲的都好。
I try to do a good job.
呀，感谢主啊！新年开始了，每一个家庭，每一个个人，好像都有新年的目标。
And so, praise the Lord, in the new year, seems like all of us, whether it's in our families or individually, we have new goals for the year.
美国政府也有它的目标。
So is the American government.
就是继续关门。
It's continue to be shut down.
哎，我们的服务部啊也有新的目标，就是午餐涨价了。
Oh, and we also have a change in our church, is our lunch prices have gone up.
但是弟兄姐妹啊，新来的第一次都不要怕，因为第一次是免费的。
But if you're new here, it's still free for first-time visitors.
我们感谢主，今年教会有一个新的主题了。
And so we also praise the Lord for our new theme for the year for our church.
就是不以福音为耻。
Is not ashamed of the gospel.
也今天非常啊，就是说是和我的讲道的题目也是一样的。
Which is also my topic for today.
L 弟兄已经把我们今年的这个海报已经做出来了。
And you can see we have a poster too for our theme this year.
非常的精美啊。
And it's very good.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今年传福音的目标也已经定下来。
And so we also have a goal for our evangelism.
就是我们今年不以福音为耻来传福音。
And we will not be ashamed of the gospel and we will share the good news this year.
传福音是我们教会的责任，也是我们团契的责任。也是我们个人的责任。
And evangelism is a responsibility of the church, of our fellowships, and also of us as individuals.
其实也不仅是我们今年的责任，应该是我们一生的责任。
And it's not just for this year, but for our entire life.
其实我们今天要学习的是保罗的精神，是不以福音为耻啊。
And so today, I hope we can learn from Paul his attitude towards the gospel and not being ashamed of it.
我还是分几点和弟兄姐妹来分享。
And so I have a few points to share with you today.
第一点，我们要看保罗不以福音为耻。
So first, Paul is not ashamed of the gospel.
因为圣经告诉我们，保罗就是说我不以福音为耻。句号。
Because that's what he says clearly. I am not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗为什么这样说我不以福音为耻呢？
So why did he say this?
当他说这句话的时候，他一定有他的原因。
And so there must be a reason he said this.
因为在当时的那个情况下，很多人或者社会是以福音为耻的。
Because at the time that Paul lived, there was a lot of people, and in the society, the gospel was something to be ashamed of.
当时的犹太社会是反对福音的。
And the Jews were against the gospel.
其实罗马人也是嘲笑福音的。
And even the Greeks, the Romans, were against the gospel as well.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹常常我们可以说啊，我以福音为荣了。
But today, for us, we actually have a lot to be proud of for the gospel.
如果你今天说我不以福音为耻，其实还是相当容易的。
And it's actually a lot easier for us today to be not ashamed of the gospel than it was for Paul.
因为我们有很多的事情可以去谈论呢。
Because there are a lot of things we can talk about.
比如说圣诞节，新年是以耶稣基督诞生为元年的呀。
So, for example, we just had Christmas, right? Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Christ.
另外呢，我们说，哎，80%的这个得诺贝尔奖项的这些科学家都是基督徒啊。
And also, 80% of the Nobel Prize winners were Christians.
我们可以说，西方的文化和文明啊，是建立在基督信仰基础上的呀。
And even Western civilization, much of it is built upon Christian teachings.
你喜欢参观吗？你看那么多宏伟的建筑。
And so, if you look at architecture or music,
比如说罗马的这个圣保罗大教堂
，and for example, St. Paul's Cathedral,
圣彼得大教堂
，and St. Peter's Cathedral,
很多人看了以后都感觉哇，这个基督教真的很棒哎。
And if you look at these buildings, you can't help but be in awe of them.
我们也会想，哎呀，这个基督教音乐很动听啊。
And also a lot of music that was written by Christians.
比如说哈利路亚大合唱。
And for example, Hallelujah.
你在网上可以会搜到很多这个大型的合唱，去唱哈利路亚大合唱很美。
And it is a song that is sung by many choirs all over the world.
还有很多的时候，我们感觉到这个一条街上都是教堂。
And you'll see a lot of churches on our streets.
也有很多的基督徒弟兄姐妹。
And there are a lot more Christians in the world today.
其实在美国这个社会里边是有几种人是在社会上被称为尊重的人。
And in our American society here today, there are a lot of people who are highly respected within the society.
比如说医生啊
For example, doctors.
警察呀、
啊、policemen.
你可能没有想到还有牧师哎。
And maybe even pastors.
对。
Yeah.
那我们也就是说这些东西都是值得我们夸耀的。
And so these are all things that we can, take glory in.
所以当我们去、说我不以福音为耻的时候你还有些东西可以联想到基督信仰的伟大。
And so for us, when we say we're not ashamed of the gospel, there are a lot of other things we can bring in to support that.
我们回来说保罗的时候并非如此啊。
But when Paul said this, it wasn't the same situation.
传福音是传讲拿撒勒人耶稣。
And for him, the gospel was about the Nazarene named Jesus.
拿撒勒当时是被犹太人所鄙视的。
And Nazareth was the town that everyone looked down on.
基督呢又是活活的被人钉在十字架上。
And Jesus, everyone knew, was crucified on the cross.
他的门徒所到之处都受迫害啊。
And his followers were being, persecuted everywhere.
保罗大力宣讲的耶稣呢是从坟墓里、复活的。
But the Christ that Paul preached, was resurrected and came back to life from dead.
保罗也大力的宣讲说耶稣死是为我们死在十字架上。
And Paul keeps telling everyone that the reason he died was for all of us.
他是为我们赎罪的。
And that he had to pay for our sins.
当然这是我们基督教的基本信仰。
And of course that is the, principle for Christianity.
但是在那个时候保罗那个时候文化虽然有些发达但是是敌视基督的文化。
But at the time Paul was preaching this, their culture was not able to accept this message.
保罗虽然他有学问，也有地位，有声望。
And even though Paul, he was a scholar and he actually had, a high position in society.
可是他转向去传播被人唾弃的、被人藐视的耶稣。
But yet he threw all that away and he became, a follower of Christ and to preach the gospel of, Jesus of Nazareth.
所以在一般人看来这是一个奇耻大辱啊。
And so many will look down upon him for this reason.
另外的话呢犹太人在罗马帝国当中也算是二等公民。
And also the Jews were second class citizens in the Roman Empire.
所以基督福音所到之处是充满了逼迫和杀害。
And so everywhere the gospel went, there were persecution following.
传福音呢是一个面对艰难和羞辱的路。
And so, to spread the gospel meant that you had to face this persecution and face, being ashamed.
是一条洒满了鲜血的路。
And there might be bloodshed.
所以弟兄姐妹，保罗说：“我不以福音为耻，在那个场合是何等的了不起。”
And so it was, for Paul to say that I am not ashamed of the gospel took a lot of courage.
所以保罗所宣讲的福音是什么呢？
So what is this gospel that he
我们今天常常用好消息来替代。
So today we call it the good news.
所以福音就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And so the gospel is, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
这正是当年犹太人罗马人所看不起所逼迫的耶稣。
It is the same Christ that was crucified and, put to death by the Romans.
圣诞节刚刚过去啊。
And so we just celebrated Christmas.
我们在读路加福音的时候会看到天使的报信。
And so, if we look in Luke, we can see how the angels announced his arrival.
那天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And the angels said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
你看福音很简单就是关乎救主关乎基督。
And so that's as simple as it gets. The gospel is about Jesus Christ coming to be our Savior.
在马可福音里边也讲到说什么是福音。
And in Mark, we can also see what the gospel is.
马可福音第一章第一节就说神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
And so in Mark 1:1, we read the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God.
刚才我们说耶稣基督的诞生是福音是生在马槽里的圣婴。
And so we just said that the gospel is about this baby Jesus who was born in a manger for us.
在这里我们又说没有神的儿子耶稣基督就没有福音。
Because without Christ there will be no gospel.
而且在哥林多前书里边把福音说得更加的明了。
And in 1 Corinthians, we can see more details about the gospel.
如果我们只读第三节、第四节
So let's look at verses 3 and 4.
我们就看到非常的简单。
And we'll see it's quite simple, actually.
保罗说我当日所领受又传给你们的。
For what I received, I passed on to you.
第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
As a first importance that Christ died for our sins.
而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And that he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
所以今天弟兄姐妹我们还是要传这个千古不变的福音。
And so today we're spreading the same message.
福音就是耶稣基督为我们钉死十字架为我们埋葬为我们第三日复活。
Which is that Christ was put to death on the cross for us, that he was buried and he rose again on the third day.
所以保罗说不以福音为耻是一个非常大的勇气。
And so it was great courage for Paul to say he was not ashamed of the gospel.
言外之意他是以福音为荣的。
But yet he took glory in the gospel.
他乐意传讲福音。
That he took joy in spreading the gospel.
既然如此的话今天你是否以福音为耻呢？
So if Paul could do this, what about you?
反过来说我们。
What about us?
说实话在不信的人面前提自己是基督徒还是需要勇气的。
And so actually it does take us a lot of courage to say that we are Christian, especially in front of those who do not believe.
尤其在你的亲朋好友当中在你的邻居同事面前你说你是一个基督徒。
So within our families, within our workplaces, in our neighborhoods,
还是需要勇气的。
It takes courage to say that we are Christian.
尤其是当他们嘲笑基督徒的时候。
Especially when they're making fun of Christians.
尤其当他们的行为和他们的这个言行不一致的时候。
And especially when their behaviors and their words do not match what we believe.
你想当他们说当你这个时候说是基督徒的时候你的压力就来了。
Because at that time when you share that you're a Christian, the pressure will come.
为什么？因为你和他们不一样。
Why? Because you're different from them.
你的不一样在哪
？What makes you different?
你能持守你的圣洁吗
？Can you keep your purity?
你能持守你在他们面前的那个好的样式吗
？Can you be a good example living among them?
所以这个时候，当你不能够去做到的时候，你有压力，你有羞耻感。
And so the pressure comes when our own behaviors do not match what we say we believe in.
可是我们却愿意说。保罗不以福音为耻，我们也不以福音为耻。
But yet, just as Paul said, he was not ashamed of the gospel. We will also not be ashamed of the gospel.
其实主耶稣基督也给我们一个叮咛。
And Jesus has also helped us in this way.
耶稣说：“凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里，并天父与圣天使荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。”
And Jesus says.Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels.
你知道弟兄姐妹，当我们以福音为耻的时候是有代价的。
So brothers and sisters, we must know that when we are ashamed of the gospel, there's a price to be paid.
保罗也劝勉提摩太不要以为给主做见证为耻。
And so Paul gave the same warning to Timothy. He told Timothy not to be ashamed of the gospel.
他也告诉说不要以我为主被囚的为耻。
And also, do not be ashamed that if you become imprisoned for the gospel.
所以今天对我们来说，基督徒来说，要不以福音为耻还是相当容易。可是要真正做到，需要挑战。
So while it's easier for us to not be ashamed of the gospel today, it is still something that takes courage to do.
那么我们要反过来说，保罗他为什么能做到这样子的不以福音为耻呢
？So how was Paul able to have this attitude of not being ashamed?
我觉得这段圣经给我们反过来讲。
And so we can see this same passage from a different perspective.
保罗已经在这里有了一个铺垫。
Paul here sets the foundation.
就是保罗传福音的态度。
It's his attitude towards sharing the gospel.
在这里边这几句话不是随便讲的。
And so these few lines that he writes is not just something you can easily put down.
在这里边我们看到保罗对传福音的态度。
And so here we can see his attitude towards evangelism.
他有了传福音的态度，才会有不以福音为耻的这个前提。
And it is this attitude towards evangelism that gives him the courage to not be afraid.
你要看见一章十三节的时候，你看那个红字啊，他就是说要得果子，他有一个样一个存心呢。
And so from verse 13, we can see that his goal is to have fruit.
这是保罗传福音的第一种态度。
And that's his first attitude is to have some fruit.
所以保罗传福音是要不断的去撒种，不断的要去传呢。
And then he will continue to plant the seeds and he will continue to share the good news.
他不管走到哪里就要把福音带到哪里。
And no matter where he goes, he brings the gospel with him.
所以说保罗说我定屡次定义往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子。
That's why Paul says, I had planned to come to see you many times so that I might have fruit among you.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有看到保罗的努力？
So do you see how hard he is working?
保罗人虽然还没在罗马，但他那颗得果子的雄心已经到了罗马。
So even though he has not physically gone to Rome, he already set his heart on having some fruit there.
这证明他比我们有负担。
And so he has a great burden, more than any of us.
他对灵魂的失丧比我们更关切。
That he really cares for those who are lost.
弟兄姐妹，我们要做像保罗一样有这样的做结果啊，做结果的人吗
？And so, do we want to be like Paul to seek to have fruit?
所以我们要先有这样子的存心呢。
And so, we must have this attitude.
那弟兄姐妹，今年我们立志为主传福音，要得人了。
And so, brothers and sisters, I want us to make it a New Year's resolution that we will bring people to Christ this year.
我们知道我们当中有很多人为家人祷告的，为朋友祷告的。
I know that many of you have been praying for your family members and friends.
也有为同事为邻舍祷告的。
Your coworkers and your neighbors.
也有为熟悉的人，甚至有的时候在那个上代是为不熟悉的人祷告的。
And sometimes we pray for those we know and even those we do not know.
弟兄姐妹，这些就告诉我们，你要先有存心，后有行动。
And so, with this attitude, it must bring us to action.
总要为主得些果子啊。
And so that we can bring about fruit for the Lord.
那么另外的话呢，我们也发现，保罗他有另外一个心，就是说他自己以为有欠债的这个感觉。
Another thing that Paul had was he had this heart of a debtor.
对，我觉得这是一种自以为欠债的苦心呐。
And so it's a burden that he has.
保罗他以为如果没有将福音传给别人，那是他欠他们的债。
Because he sees sharing the gospel as a debt that he owes to everybody else.
弟兄姐妹，当我们从别人那得到福音的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, when you receive the gospel from someone else,
我们不欠他的债。
We're not indebted to them.
我们却欠了别人的债。
We're indebted to the others.
保罗就是这样的一个心情。
And that is Paul's attitude.
保罗从主那儿得到的福音，他觉得我就欠别人的债。
And so when Paul received the gospel from Jesus himself, he decided that he was now indebted to everyone else.
这个欠债不是说保罗真的欠他们什么债务。
So it's not that he owes them money.
保罗曾经向他们借过钱，向他们借过贷过款，或留下一堆债务。
It's not that he ever borrowed anything from them.
不是的，保罗连认识都不认识他们呢。
Because these are people that he hasn't even met yet.
所以保罗说我欠他们福音的债。
And so the debt that Paul is talking about is the debt of the gospel.
那里面讲呢，就是欠所有人的债。
And so it is a debt that he owes to everyone.
不管你是希腊人也好，不管你是犹太人也好，不管你是尊贵的也好，不管你是卑贱的也好。
So whether you are a Jew or a Gentile, whether you are wise or unwise,
就是都欠他们福音的债。
Paul feels indebted to all of these people.
你知道，当你借债的时候啊，我们大家都有 credit card.
You know that when you are in debt, I think most of us have credit cards.
你就必须想方设法去还，对不对？
Then you have to think of all the different ways to pay back that debt.
那个银行的债是利滚利的。
And if you owe money to the bank, there will be interest added on.
哎，如果你要不及时的还上去的话，那个这个债务会越来越多呀。
And if you take time to pay it back, you'll have more and more owing to them.
当然，这个系统一方面是给我们一些利益，另外一方面也加增我们的负担。
So while sometimes it's convenient for us to be able to use our credit cards, but it also puts pressure on us.
所以保罗说他有欠福音的债，所以他就努力的做工啊。
And so as Paul has this debt of the gospel, then he works very hard to pay it back.
按照我们今天的话来说，我们如果是对自己的族裔有一些这个传福音的心也不错，对自己的民族啊有一些传福音的心就不错了。
And so for us today, maybe we just have a heart of debt towards those who are like us, our own people.
但是保罗是大手笔，他是对所有的人有一种福音的亏欠。
But Paul is not like that. He feels indebted to everyone.
弟兄姐妹，这种态度是表明他要努力传福音。
And so this attitude leads him to do his best.
那结果呢，就是在第三种态度叫做情愿尽力。
And、
这是一种忠心。
So this leads us to Paul's third point, is that he is eager and he wants to do his best to share the gospel.
保罗虽然说这句话，但是并没有给我们一个标准，说必须有多大的力量才要传福音。
And so when we say we do our best, it is not a line that we all must try to reach.
但是确实有一个传福音的原则，就是有了多少力量，就要尽多少的力量。
But the idea is, however much you can, you must do your best.
我们感谢主，就是说要尽一份力啊。
And so whatever we have, we must give.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有跑过这个马拉松
？So I don't know if you've ever been in a marathon before.
你可能在电视上看见过那些长跑的人。
Or maybe you've seen it on TV.
尤其是在最后快冲刺的那个关头。
Especially at the end when they're nearing the finish line.
每一个人都要尽力的奔跑去争得那个荣誉。
And at the end, everyone gives their best to finish the race.
有的时候就好像就差那么一点点，你怎么看？哎呀，怎么被人追上了
？And so sometimes at the very end, they get overtaken by someone else.
但是他已经尽力了。
But yet they've all done their best.
所以神告诉我们，在这个传福音的过程，保罗就是这样，他要尽他全力来传福音。
And so this is as Paul is doing. He is doing his best to share the good news.
今天我们看到这三种态度。
And so today we see Paul's three attitudes.
如果你有保罗这种传福音的态度。
If we can have these same three hearts.
如果我有保罗传福音这种态度。
If I had these hearts.
如果我们全教会有这种保罗传福音的态度。
If our church had these three hearts.
福音不会传不出去。
Then the gospel will surely be spread out.
传福音也不会没有果效。
And there will also certainly be fruit.
我想和大家分享第三点，是保罗知道福音的大能啊。
And lastly, Paul also knew the power of the gospel.
这里边说，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希律尼人。
It says that the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles.
所以第一点告诉我们，福音是神的大能，不是你我的。
So the gospel is the power of God, not you or me.
不在乎保罗的口才，不在乎保罗的这个能力。
And not even Paul's preaching or his abilities.
完全是福音本身的大能。
But it is a power of God that's in the gospel.
当我们把福音传给别人的时候，是把神的能力带给别人。
So when we share the gospel, we're actually sharing the power of God.
实际上是看到神怎样在人的心里边做工。
And so we can see how the power of God works within someone else.
所以福音的本身就是神的大能，它带着神莫大的能力。
So the gospel is the power of God.
它是可以说没有一个罪魁它不能救的。
So there is no sinner that the gospel cannot save.
没有一个罪恶它不能够赦免。
There is no sin that the gospel cannot forgive.
这是告诉我们福音是神自己的大能。另外一个是告诉我们要救一个一切相信的人。
And the other thing is that the gospel is for everyone. It wants to save everyone.
神已经预备了福音，神也差传了人去给你传福音。
So God has prepared the gospel and he has also sent those out to share the gospel.
但是呢，接受福音有一个唯一的条件。
But there is one thing missing, which is to accept the gospel.
就是你必须要去相信。
Which is you must believe.
神说凡相信的就得救了。
Because it's salvation to everyone who believes.
不论你觉得这个福音有多么棒多么好你不相信没有办法得到。
So no matter how wonderful you think the gospel is, if you do not believe, you have not received salvation.
我们常常会看人，哎呀，这个人，这个不值得我相信，或者说如何如何，他这个信那个主啊，我不能接受。
So sometimes we may look at someone and say, well, I don't think I can believe that person, or I can believe the religion that they follow.
常常我们传福音的人会把福音这个给蒙蔽了。
And so sometimes we are barriers to for people to believe in the gospel.
有一个牧师曾经和一个这个洗衣服那个洗衣液的个推销员呢，他跟他传福音。
So there was a story of a pastor sharing the gospel with somebody who was selling laundry detergent.
然后就跟他传福音说，这个基督有大能啊，他能救我们一切的罪人，能够脱离死亡。
And so the pastor was sharing to the salesman that, you know, the good news of the gospel is that Christ has power to save all sinners.
越是有罪的人，越能得到耶稣基督的拯救。
And no matter how much sin you have, you can receive salvation from Jesus.
只要你相信。
You just have to believe.
那个推销员就说，这怎么可能呢？
So the salesman said, how is that possible?
你看世界上有多少的罪，多少的坏事。
Have you not seen all the sin and the evil that's in the world?
因为如果耶稣要有能力，老早这个世界就不是这样子的了。
Because if Jesus could save everyone, then the world should not be the way it is now.
不会有那么多的坏事发生，不会有那么多的悲剧发生。
And there shouldn't be so many tragedies and sadness in our world.
这个牧师对这个推销员说。
And so the pastor replied to the salesman.
你的这个洗衣液没啥用。
Well, your laundry detergent is also not very useful.
那为什么？
Why?
因为你看世界上还有那么多的穿脏衣服的人呢。
Because look at all the dirty laundry in the world.
如果你这个洗衣液有用，那他们都应该是干干净净的。
Because if your laundry detergent was really so powerful, then why is there dirty clothes in the world?
那个推销员就辩论说。不是的，如果他们用了我的洗衣液，就一定能够干净。
And so the salesman said, well, of course, because not everyone uses this laundry detergent. If they did, their clothes would be clean.
Right? 那个牧师就说，是啊，如果每一个人都相信耶稣基督，他们的罪也会得到赦免。
And so the pastor said, well, it's the same with the gospel. If everyone believes, then yes, everyone will be forgiven.
所以这个救恩是要给那些相信的人。
And so salvation is for those who believe.
他说是一切相信的人啊。
Anyone who believes.
好，我们感谢主。那另外的话告诉我们，义人必因信得胜。
And also we see that the righteous shall live by faith.
这个不仅是保罗这样说，旧约也这样子说。
And Paul is saying this as it also says in the Old Testament.
在旧约哈巴谷书第二章四节说。义人必因信得胜啊。
And you can find this in Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4, that the righteous shall live by faith.
告诉我们凡是相信耶稣基督的人，他们都能得到永远的生命。
And so anyone who believes in Christ will have eternal life.
所以这是福音，这是神的大能。
And this is the gospel, the power of God.
我们需要做什么？我们不要以福音为耻，我们要去宣讲福音。
So what can we do? Well, we must not be ashamed of the gospel and we must go out and share it.
2019年是对我们教会一个挑战。
And so in 2019, we have a challenge before us.
你我今天都面临这样一个挑战。
And you and I face the same challenge.
正是保罗不以福音为耻，正是保罗对福音的态度，正是福音是神的大能。
So just as Paul is not ashamed of the gospel, that he has a heart for the gospel, and that the gospel is the power of God.
你知道这个福音一路从当年的耶路撒冷到了撒玛利亚，到了犹太全地，到了安提阿。
And so the gospel has gone so far already from Jerusalem to Samaria to the Roman Empire.
我们看见又从欧洲多少千千万万像保罗一样的传道人把福音从欧洲传到美洲，从美洲传到亚洲，传到非洲，现在传到世界各地。
And then from Europe, the gospel went to Americas and went to Asia, went to Africa.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天不要以福音为耻。
So today, let us not be ashamed of the gospel.
因为福音已经传到各个国家了。
Because it has gone so far already.
在任何世界上一个国家都有基督徒。
And there are Christians living in every country.
可是弟兄姐妹，我也要告诉你和我。
But yet, we must also know.
今天不是你我来开创传福音的大局工作。
That we are not doing the big work of the gospel.
我们只是在做传福音的持续或者是收尾的工作。
We're running the end of the race today.
今天世界上还有一些人他们没有听到福音。
That there are still some people who have not heard the gospel.
也许就在你我的身边。
Maybe there are people who are very close to us.
我们要去做这样的为主得人收尾的工作。
And so this is the work we must do to bring them to Christ.
今年教会的主题是不以福音为耻。
And so this year, our theme is not ashamed of the gospel.
是要鼓励我们有一颗传福音的心智。
To encourage us to have an attitude of evangelism.
我们都要面临这样的挑战。
And we must all face this challenge.
好不好对你周围人说，你不要以福音为耻。
So can we say to each other, do not be ashamed of the gospel.
不以福音为耻。不以福音为耻。感谢主啊。弟兄姐妹，你敢于在你周围的环境为主做见证吗？
So brothers and sisters, are you willing to be a witness for the gospel in your environment?
不论是中文堂还是英文堂，还是我们的科宝分堂，都要立定这样的心智。
And so whether you're in the English congregation, the Chinese congregation, or at Clarksburg,
我们有这样子的目标，我们要一切的事工活动。我们的恩赐都要为福音使用。
And we should all have this heart to use whatever gifts that we have to share the gospel.
我们在二月份也有我们教会的传统的包饺子这个大会哈。
And so in February we're going to have our Chinese New Year celebration.
这也是我们弟兄姐妹有机会来传福音的。
And this is a good opportunity to share the gospel.
我知道我们教会有很多的弟兄姐妹大有恩赐。
I know that many of you are very gifted and talented.
不论是弹琴的还是唱歌的还是做组织的还是做这个饭食的弟兄姐妹要发挥你的恩赐为主使用。
So whether it's to lead worship or to be an organizer or to help in the kitchen and cook, I hope all of us can do our best to use our talents.
我们的讲台要以福音为中心。
And also our, you know, our pulpit, the preaching will also focus on the gospel.
我们的团契要以传福音为中心。
Our fellowships must have the gospel as its center.
我们的一切服事都要以福音为中心。
And all of our ministries should have the gospel as its central focus.
如果你是服事儿童的，服事青年的，要以福音为中心。
So if you serve in the children's ministry or in the youth group, your focus should be the gospel.
如果你是敬拜赞美的，你是饭食服务的，要以基督为中心。
Whether you are leading worship or if you are serving in the kitchen, the gospel should be your focus.
如果你是迎宾招待，你是音响视频，可能大家有的看见，有的看不见，但是要以福音为中心。
So whether you are an usher or you are working up in the sound booth, whether people see you or not, your focus should be the gospel.
另外我要跟弟兄姐妹说，不但我们嘴上说不以福音为耻，我们的生命和生活也要来为福音做见证。
So not only should we say with our mouths that we're not ashamed of the gospel, our lives should also reflect the fact that we are witnesses for him.
这就是我信息的全部，不以福音为耻。
And so that is my message today, not ashamed of the gospel.
上帝祝福大家。
And so may God bless all of us.
谢谢周周翻译。
Thank you.